Chapter 10. In Sicily. The next morning, two police officers came to see him at the hotel. It was the same older officer as yesterday. His name was Roverini, with a different younger one.
"Buongiorno," Tom said. "Have you found anything new?"
"No," replied Roverini, "but another matter has come up. You are a friend of the American, Tom Ripley."
"Yes," Tom said, "but he went back to America a month ago."
"I see," replied the policeman. "We think he might be dead. You were with him in San Remo in November, weren't you?"
They had checked the hotels.
"Yes."
"When did you last see him? In San Remo?"
"No, I saw him in Rome."
Tom remembered that Marge knew he had gone back to Rome after Mangibello, because he had said he was going to help Dickie.
"I don't know exactly when it was. I think I had a postcard from him from Genoa. He said he was going back to America. Why do you think he is dead?"
Roverini looked at his papers, and then back at Tom.
"Did you take a boat trip with Tom Ripley in San Remo? A little boat?"
"Yes, I think we did."
"Why?" "Because a little boat has been found with blood in it. It was lost on November 25th. That was the day you were in San Remo with Tom Ripley. Did you bring the boat back?"
"Of course."
"Do you still have the postcard that Mr. Ripley sent you?"
asked Roverini.
"No, I don't."
Tom ran his fingers worriedly through his hair in the way that Dickie sometimes did.
"Why don't you try Paris or Genoa? He always stays in small hotels because he prefers them."
"Do you know any friends of Tom Ripley?"
Tom shook his head.
"No, I don't even know him that well. I think he had a friend in Florence, but I don't remember their name."
"Well, we shall ask," said the second policeman.
"Before you go," Tom said nervously, "I want to ask when I can leave the city. I was planning to go to Sicily. I would very much like to leave today, if it is possible. I will be staying in the Hotel Palma in Palermo, so it will be easy for you to reach me."
"Palermo," Roverini repeated. "Yes, I think that will be possible."
"Thank you," said Tom. "If you find out where Tom Ripley is, please would you let me know?"
No police came for him at the Hotel Palma in the next few days, and there were no messages. He relaxed and began to enjoy Palermo. He loved the large square and the beautiful old buildings. He enjoyed spending the evenings alone, looking at Dickie's things, his rings on his own fingers, or his wallet and shirts. After Sicily would come Greece. He definitely wanted to see Greece. He wanted to see it as Dickie Greenleaf, with Dickie Greenleaf's money. But would things keep stopping him? He had not wanted to murder anyone. It had just been necessary. He really did not want to go to Greece as Tom Ripley, an ordinary tourist. He wanted to cry when he thought about that. A letter came for him the next morning from Marge. He was glad when he read it.
"Why didn't you call me back from the hotel? Or did Tom not tell you that I had rung? It is obvious now that you are running away from me. Why can't you tell me that you can't live without your little friend? I'm just sorry that you weren't brave enough to tell me that you were gay. I think you should know that I've told the police that Tom Ripley is with you. They seem desperate to find him. Why? What has he done now? I've changed my boat and am leaving for America at the end of March. I expect we'll never see each other again. No hard feelings, Dickie. I just thought you were braver than that. Thank you for all the wonderful times we spent together. Best wishes for the future. Marge.
Later that day, Tom wrote another letter to the Greenleaf family on Dickie's typewriter. He told them about Freddie Miles and said that the police had finished their questioning. He told Dickie's mother about his health, which was good, and asked about hers, although he did not use the word cancer. 5 days passed. Calm, quiet, pleasant February days spent wandering about Palermo. But Tom was sad. He wanted a group of bright new friends, but now he realized that could not happen. Not unless he went to somewhere like Istanbul or Sri Lanka, and what use were the second-rate kind of people he would get to know there? But there was always Capri. That was still Italy. He had wanted to go there before, but Dickie had decided against the idea. On February 12th, the sixth day, a letter came for him from Dickie's bank in Naples. They asked him about the signature on the January receipt for his trust money, which they suspected had been forged. Tom's blood turned cold. He decided to write to the bank to say that no money was missing, but how long would that keep them away? He had signed 3 receipts for Dickie's money beginning in December. Would they realize that all 3 signatures had been forged? 2 days later, he received another letter, this time from the police, asking him to return urgently to Rome to answer some important questions about Tom Ripley.